1943, and he was with a big group, all his group. I don't know where they come from, somewhere down south somewhere. And his group had all decided, so they're going to London for a week, and it's all going to Manchester. So his buddy, when I walked in late because I had two RAF guys with me. I was entertaining two RAF guys.
Oh, were you now?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And but they were leaving on the 6 o'clock train to go back to camp. So I dropped into the Ritz. I said, let's go to the Ritz for a couple of dances before you get your train, because the train was in Manchester. And there's my girlfriend, Dorothy, dancing around with this gorgeous guy, who happened to be Len Law, Elvis' best buddy. And she's, hi, waving to me, and he's waving. Come on over to the theatre. I said, I can't. I'm with two RAF guys. I can't. So, okay. So anyway, she said, we'll be here tomorrow. I said, all right. So I looked at all these guys sitting on the table, and we waved, and I waved to them. And now these RAF guys have been staying at my house. This is what my parents did. They were my brother-in-law's two buddies from the RAF. So they had come with him before on leave, and then they'd all gone back, and they were in the area, so they come to our house on leave anyway.
Yeah.
And my mother and father would put them up. And I would take them out every day to the dance here or this, that and the other. And they'd been there 2 or 3 days. And then I put them on the 6 o'clock train. I think I went to work that night on the 8 o'clock shift and then slept. Then the next afternoon I was at Ritz Ballroom. There was Dorothy still dancing with this gorgeous guy and all these six guys sitting there. And she said, come on over to the table. So I sat next to two of them. I got time to one and the other, and I liked them both. And then when we were leaving, the one was a nice dancer, but the other one did the 1, 2, 3 slip. Yeah, that's the one I ended up with. But we're coming out, and you go to the ladies go to the left, and you know, to get your coats and change your shoes, of course, your dancing shoes. And the men went to the, and as we're coming out the main entrance, this soldier, I liked him, we'd been talking, he took my arm. And he said, come on, he said, we're going over to the pub. I said, okay. And all the others were walking behind, and it turned out to be Albie Walker.
Ah.
And it was as simple as that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of that.
So that's how, yeah, just by walking out together, because there was a group of them. But I liked talking to him, and I liked the other guy. Because, you know, it's just like you meeting a whole group of people. Maybe
yeah.
The same way you met Bob.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, we were all in a group together.
Yeah.
And wasn't it, you were walking out together, you'd seen him. Well, I hadn't seen these guys only about 2 days, but
yeah.
You're walking out, and isn't it just you walked out together and kind of paired off and talked?
Mm-hmm.
So you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing planned. Just like that, it had to be me.
And
gotcha.
I can
hear
it.
I'll try. Okay.
Okay.
Then I took him home, and I said, this is the guy I think I'm going to marry. Oh, well, what are you? I said, he's a Canadian. Oh, all right, fine. What's your name? What's your father's name? Where'd you come from? Sally didn't mean a thing to us. And so then he went back to camp, and we didn't know whether we'd see him again.
Because
war was still on.
Right.
You never knew.
Yeah.
That's why we sing this song, We'll Meet Again, Don't Know Where, Don't Know When.
Right.
Mm. Thank you.
know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. Won't you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that if you saw me go, they were singing this song. We'll meet again. I don't know when, I don't know when, but I know we'll meet again someday.